Today, we're diving into a topic that's as diverse as the Latin American community itself. Picture this, a dinner table with Democrats, Republicans, bilingual cousins, and the abuela throwing in her two cents. Intrigued? We're breaking down Hispanics' views on abortion, gun policies, and immigration, unveiling a spectrum of perspectives that'll make your cabeza spin. What's going on, everyone? I'm Kevin Munoz. Today is Monday, and this is the Leo Podcast, where we discuss various educational topics, especially those impacting the Latin American community. In today's episode, we're digging deep into data provided to us by Pew Research on the different views within the Hispanic community in the United States on national issues like abortion, gun policies, and immigration. But before we begin, if you'd like to support the ongoing production of these episodes and unlock bonus content, head on over to our Patreon.com/LatinAmericaneo and become part of our Palomitas community. But if you're not a patron yet, no worries, you can still enjoy this episode. It's packed with great content, so sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. We're starting off today's episode with the big A word, abortion. In our Hispanic family, 57% are giving it a thumbs up, saying it should be legal in most or all cases, a percentage slightly lower than US public overall. But as we know, family discussions get lively, and this is no exception. Politics at the table, anyone? Breaking it down by political affiliation, we find that Hispanic Democrats are throwing their support behind legal abortion at 68%, while Hispanic Republicans are passing the mashed potatoes, saying it should be illegal at 62%. Interestingly enough, independents and nonpartisans are evenly divided. It's like a potluck of opinions. Don't even get me started on religion. As many of us know in our community, religion plays a big role. Latino evangelical Protestants are side-eyeing abortion at 69%, leaning towards illegalizing abortion, while the 58% of the Catholic cousins and the 73% of the no religious affiliation gang are like, nah, we're cool with it, and actually advocate for its legality. Language becomes another layer. Spanish-dominant Hispanics are more likely to support making abortion illegal, while English-dominant and bilingual Latinos lean towards its legality. Age is a defining factor, with 72% of Latinos aged 18 to 29 supporting legal abortion, while the percentage decreases among older age groups. Most Cubans, Puerto Ricans, and Mexicans in the U.S. say abortion should be legal in most or all cases. More than 3/4 of South Americans in the U.S. also say this. By contrast, Central Americans are more likely than Mexicans, Cubans, or South Americans to say abortion should be illegal in most or all cases. Now, according to this research, Central Americans are the only U.S. Latino subgroup listed who are not more likely to say that abortion should be legal in most or all cases than to say it should be illegal. Our Hispanic community's stance on abortion is indeed a palette of diverse perspectives. Now, let's jump into the Wild West of gun policy. Turns out, 73% of Hispanics say that controlling gun ownership is more important than protecting the right to own guns, which is greater than 52% of U.S. adults overall who say the same. But buckle up, folks, because the political rodeo is in town. Immigrant status plays a role too. Among Hispanics, immigrants are more likely than those born in the U.S. to say it is more important to control gun ownership than protect the right of Americans to control guns. Hispanics who are Spanish dominant are among the most likely to favor controlling gun ownership over protecting gun rights. 87% in the group take this view, compared with 70% of bilingual and 63% of English-dominant Hispanics. There were also notable differences by gender. Hispanic women are more likely than Hispanic men to say it is more important to control gun ownership than to protect the rights of gun owners. Still, large majorities of both groups support controls of gun ownership. Clear majorities of South Americans, Central Americans, Mexicans, and Puerto Ricans in the United States say it is more important to control ownership than to protect the right of Americans to own guns. Now let's unpack the intricate landscape of immigration policy. For Hispanics, creating paths to legal status for immigrants, including those who arrived as children, a group some call Dreamers, are top immigration policy for priorities for Latinos. A slim majority of Latinos say it is a very important goal to allow immigrants who came to the country illegally as children to remain in the United States and apply for legal status. About half of Latinos also say it is very important to establish a way for most immigrants who are currently in the country illegally to stay here legally. Smaller shares of Latinos say it is very important to make it easier for U.S. citizens or legal residents to sponsor a family member to immigrate to the United States, to take in refugees, and to increase security along the U.S.-Mexico border. Only 17% of Latinos say it is very important to increase deportations of immigrants currently in the country illegally. However, as we all know, political affiliations create rifts. While 62% of Latino Democrats champion Dreamers, only 33% of Republicans echo the sentiment. These differences persist across Hispanic origin subgroups, with Cubans standing out in their views on increasing U.S.-Mexico border security. Roughly half of Central Americans and Mexicans in the United States say establishing a way for most immigrants currently in the U.S. illegally to stay legally is a very important policy goal, a greater share than among Puerto Ricans. Meanwhile, Cubans are more likely than Central Americans and Mexicans to say that increasing security at the U.S.-Mexico border is a very important immigration policy goal. Interestingly, the overall U.S. public's priorities differ. U.S. adults overall differ from Hispanics in their immigration policy priorities. The top immigration priority for U.S. adults is increasing border security, which 44% say is a very important goal. The next highest priority is allowing immigrants who came to the country illegally as children to stay legally. Beyond policy, let's delve into cultural identity. A striking 59% of Hispanics believe immigrants should hold on to their customs of their home country. This sentiment varies across political lines, with 64% of Latino Democrats supporting cultural diversity, compared to 40% of Republicans. Latino immigrants are about as likely as Latinos born in the United States to say immigrants should adopt American customs, though fewer than half in each group say so. Additionally, U.S.-born Latinos and second-generation Latinos are more likely than Latino immigrants to say immigrants should be allowed to maintain their unique customs. The generational gap is evident, with 74% of Latinos aged 18 to 29 advocating for the preservation of unique customs. Education plays a role too. Latinos with at least a bachelor's degree are more likely than those with a high school education or less to say immigrants should be able to hold on to their unique customs. And while 4 in 10 Latinos with a high school education or less say immigrants should adopt American customs, roughly 3 in 10 Latinos with some college experience or at least a bachelor's degree say the same. One thing is certain, and that is that our community's cultural identity is a vibrant tapestry, woven with threads of pride and a deep-rooted desire to preserve uniqueness. Well, there you have it, folks. Hopefully, this was an insightful journey through the diverse perspectives within the Hispanic community, from the hot-button issue of abortion to the Wild West of gun policy and the intricate landscape of immigration. We've covered it all. We've learned that the Hispanic community's views on abortion are like a potluck dinner, with Democrats, Republicans, Evangelicals, Catholics, and different language preferences all bringing their unique perspectives to the table. And let's not forget the generational and regional differences that add even more layers to this complex topic. In the realm of gun policy, Hispanics are leaning towards controlling gun ownership, especially among immigrants and Spanish-dominant individuals. The political rodeo is indeed in town, and it's fascinating to see how these views vary across gender, language, and origin subgroups. When it comes to immigration policy, creating paths to legal status for immigrants, particularly Dreamers, takes center stage for Latinos. But as expected, political affiliations create rifts, and the priorities differ from the overall U.S. public. And finally, we delved into the cultural identity and customs within the Hispanic community. It's clear that our community's cultural identity is a vibrant tapestry, with different generations, education levels, and political affiliations weaving their unique threads. As we wrap up this episode, I encourage you, our listeners, to continue the conversation, share your thoughts, engage in dialogue, and strive to understand the diverse perspectives within the Hispanic community. After all, it's through these conversations that we can truly appreciate the kaleidoscope of views that make our community so rich and dynamic. That's all for today on the Leo Podcast. I'm Kevin Munoz, and as always, feel free to send me a voicemail through my website, latinamericaneo.org, by simply clicking the purple send voicemail pop-up and just start recording your thoughts or any interesting topic that you'd like to see covered, and I might just feature it in the next episode. And for those of you on Patreon, I'll see you there. Otherwise, I'll see you all in next week's episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a family or a friend and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinAmericaNeo. And if you need more information and resources, you can visit my website, latinamericaneo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time.